Okay, I had the opportunity to sit down and talk to Michael Delisle, who is the owner and operator of T&D Yard Maintenance. Welcome to the show, Michael.
Good afternoon.
Our show this week is called Gardening 101, so it's some basic gardening. I would have to say I'm not much of a gardener myself. I don't live in a house, so I don't actually have a yard, so I don't really do any yard work, and there are probably a lot of people that just don't garden or maybe would like to and don't really know much about it. So if I could just ask you some questions about, you know, gardening in general and landscaping itself, you know, and even sure. The yard maintenance thing. Gardening itself, what is gardening, or what's that term kind of mean to you?
It just means the practice of growing plants, you know, for their attractiveness, you know, for flowers, foliage, or you can do vegetable gardens or fruit, you know, all for eating. It's just a good human activity used to produce edible foods.
Yeah, I think that's a great idea, growing your own foods. Gardens themselves, the way that you plant things in rows and the care of the garden, and gardens as far as the landscaping is concerned in the garden area and putting ponds in and things like that, is that kind of considered a garden or garden area, or is that something a little bit different when you start adding the ponds and all that thing to it? Or
yeah, you know, you can do that. The most important consideration in garden design is what you're going to use it for, and the way the garden space will connect to the home or other structures in the surrounding area.
I guess so. I mean, if you're planting food, you're planting a vegetable garden or something, you're always going to see that in rows, I guess, the same types of plants. But if you're somebody's planting flowers, obviously not. Would you normally plant certain flowers in a row and another row of flowers next to them? Doesn't it usually people put those in bunches kind of?
I guess it kind of depends on what the look is you're looking for. I mean, ideally you want to leave them far enough apart so you can get in and out of there without stepping on the plants when you're cleaning up the weeds and whatnot to make it look better.
You know, you mentioned weeds. It seems like weeds can grow in any kind of soil, whereas plants or some certain particular flowers maybe are more difficult to grow in the same kind of soil that weeds could grow in.
I guess you could say that. I mean, obviously the soil is just where the roots of the plants grow.
Is it harder to grow certain plants or flowers in somebody's everyday soil out in front of their house, or do you usually have to treat it or something? Or
not really. You just got to make sure it's clean and it's well fed. I mean, watering is very important. Weeds grow just like anything else. Unfortunately, they seem to grow better, but that's besides the point. It's still earth and soil, and it's up to you to make sure it's clean so that the rest of your plants or garden can grow.
Seasonal planting, outdoors, different kinds of flowers, plants for certain seasons. And I hear a lot of times, you know, like I said, I don't know that much myself about gardening. Obviously, by the time our show's over, I'm going to know a lot more. But I hear a lot of people talk about perennials, and which I'm assuming are easy plants, or they come out every year at a certain time, and they're maybe less maintenance. Is that right? Or
well, yeah, you still got to cut them down during the winter. You got to make sure it's clean. But, you know, they grow and bloom over the spring and summer, and then they die back every winter. They come back in the spring by the rootstock rather than seeding themselves as annuals do. Now, annuals, on the contrary, it's a plant that germinates and dies in 1 year. True annuals only live longer than a year if they're prevented from seeding. Otherwise, you know, that's totally up to you. It depends how much time you want to spend in your garden, I guess.
Okay. The difference there, then, again, between seeding and germinating?
Well, your annual plant that germinates flowers, they die in 1 year, so you can do that any way you want. You can transplant them if you buy them from a local store or from a place that grows the plants for you, or mm-hmm. you seed it. It just takes a lot longer with seeding, that's all.
So transplanting and seeding are two different. Obviously, seeding is actually putting the seeds in the ground and waiting for them to grow from scratch.
Yeah, it just takes a lot longer that way, that's all.
Is there any reason why it would be better, except for the length of time, I guess? Or
price.
Oh, okay.
Quarter,
cheaper to buy seeds.
Oh yeah, by far. But your garden is much farther down the road than it would be as if you planted already grown plants.
Right. Okay. How about the talking to plants thing? How does that factor into the?
I don't know. Personally, the only plants I talk to are weeds, and I'm sure I can't say this on the air, so I won't.
Okay. Yeah, we'd have to beep you out. I don't know. You hear a lot of people, they talk to their plants and they grow better, or they say plants have feelings because they're a living thing. I don't know if is that anything you've ever even come across as far as information on that kind of thing, or is that just like an old wives' tale or what?
You know, I can't be sure about either one of them, too. I personally don't talk to my plants. I just do everything that makes it all right for them to grow.
And general maintenance now, let's talk about some general maintenance for your yard and garden and why some people might need a professional to come in, or in general, why folks might hire out, you know, for their lawn care and maintenance needs.
You know what, it depends. If you're going to hire out, it's very expensive, first and foremost. And, I mean, the only thing you're getting out of is your own personal visuals. You're not doing it yourself.
Right.
Personally, I find that if you do it yourself, you get the benefits of it, you know. Mm-hmm. You get to make the decision, do it yourself.
Yeah, I guess you can step back and look at it and say, you know, I've created this. Or
that's right. Yeah. I'm doing it because of the exercise, whether I enjoy it or not. I mean, I'm not saying that you wouldn't want to hire me to do it. I'll do it.
Mm-hmm.
Not a problem.
Do you find a lot that it's people that just either maybe don't have the time to do certain work, or is it sometimes, you know, maybe is older folks that, you know, maybe can't do the work anymore? Or do you do, like, more commercial stuff, or is it usually private?
If you don't have the time, yeah, that's definitely a factor in me doing it. But I'm sure everybody has their different reasons, or, you know, whether they have money or not, whatever the case is.
Mm-hmm.
It's not only good for the environment, it's good for your health. And, gee, if you're paying for it, it's still good to look at.
Yeah, sure. And what about equipment? As far as equipment, obviously there's professional equipment is more like some of the stuff you have, and maybe we'll get into that a little bit. But for the do-it-yourselfer?
I just find that most of the equipment in a home garden usually is done with hand tools.
Mm-hmm.
The amount of money you spend gives you the best quality in the tools that you buy. As simple as that.
Are there some particular more professional tools that, you know, you would use over the regular do-it-yourselfer, or something that maybe on a larger scale gets a bigger job done quicker or something like that than most people would have?
I guess.
Bigger mowers and bigger toys?
Oh, well, yeah. I tend to use bigger mowers and bigger things because I do a lot more work. So,
right.
But, I mean, for the guy at home that's just doing it, now you don't need all that big expensive equipment.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't know if you can justify it or not.
And besides that, I guess you'd have to have something more industrial because of the amount of work that you do, so.
That's correct. It would just take a whole lot, you know, longer.
So what are some, you know, just maybe off the top of your head, a few of the most important things that somebody should consider as far as, you know, taking care of their yard and just have it aesthetically looking pleasing enough? I mean, as far as you hear different things about, you know, obviously mowing, but mulching, rolling, and those kind of things. Are there a few main things that, you know, should kind of be done every year?
You know what I find, what I do for my customers is I tend to roll it when the yard is still somewhat wet, like right around this time of the year, and then I dethatch it. Dethatching is very important because it leaves the ground underneath open and takes out all the dead grass. And right after that, I tend to suggest to overseed it, and then you just give it a chance to grow. Watering is one of your most important thing you can do for any part of your lawn. It's just essential to the success of your garden or your lawn.
Mm-hmm.
Got to make sure that you don't overdo it or flood it.
So you would initially take care of a lot of these things in the early spring before the summer, I guess. And then what happens through the summer? Would you just, if you're taking care of this business for somebody, it's just like regular maintenance and care after that?
Yeah, that's right. I usually cut my grass 2 to 3 inches long, and I suggest to my customers that they water their lawn periodically, depending, obviously, on whether it's raining a lot or not. But in the times that it's not raining, the way I water, 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 you can't feed it enough without watering it.
So you can't overwater?
Oh, you can. If you start flooding it, you can overwater, but the chances are pretty good that you won't.
Okay. Is there any kind of care or preparation before the winter freeze?
I tend to just make sure all the leaves, and I personally on my own properties, I dethatch in the fall too.
Mm-hmm.
But I just make sure it's clean and the grass isn't too long.
Okay, so there's no real care, obviously, through the winter or anything like that. It's just start again in the spring.
That's it.
And what does an ice rink in the wintertime do to your yard?
Makes it real wet.
But will it kill your yard, or is it? Can you still have a nice yard afterward?
Yeah, I guess it depends on what you put or how you build your ice rink. Eh? Like if you're putting a cover down first, then chances are you could kill a lot of the grass. But grass is really durable. Eh?
Mm-hmm.
It'll come back through almost anything, besides flat out killing it with some chemical.
And actually, now that you mention that, what about the difference between sodding or planting grass seed? Is one better than the other? Or again, is it just the fact that you're going to have to wait for seed and sod is already grass?
Yeah.
Same
thing. Aesthetically, sodding is going to give you that look instantly or close to instantly.
Mm-hmm.
Seeding takes a lot longer, but it gives it a better root base, and you'll find you get a much better, long-lasting, fuller line when you seed it. Unfortunately, seeding takes a lot more prep work than sodding. So
okay.
It's relatively more expensive compared to sodding. Sodding is just X amount of rolls, make sure it's flat, and you got a good-looking line instantly.
With a yard maintenance business, do you find people have you tending at all to regular gardens, you know, like maybe vegetable garden or anything? Or is it mostly, you know, when I think of yard maintenance, I think of something different. I think of the leaves and the grass and the mulching and mowing and that kind of thing. But does anybody actually have you take care of gardens? Do you do that kind of thing? Or
yeah, sometimes that fits into the landscaping part of it.
Mm-hmm.
And if I'm taking care of it, I'm there cutting anyway, so it's not a big deal to clean it up and do the cultivation to make sure that more... Cultivating is the only way to kill weeds, anyways. You get them when they're nice and young, you just cultivate it, they die, and they turn into food, and it's all good.
If you have a clean garden with just rows of some vegetables, and it's very clean, is it ongoing to get rid of weeds? Like, will weeds come back no matter what somehow, or...?
They replant themselves. They blow in from your lawn.
Okay.
Blow in from your neighbor's dirty yard.
All right.
Whatever the case may be. Either way, cultivating is the most important thing. Cultivating and watering.
Okay.
A clean garden, you don't get a whole bunch of... It's not stealing the light, you know, the water and nutrition from vegetables. So it just works better, vegetables or your fruit or whatever you're growing in your garden.
Mm-hmm. Are there any particular flowers or anything that's easier for people to grow, that especially people that aren't normally into gardening, or they want to just start it as a hobby, never done it before maybe? Are there something in particular that they should look at maybe starting with or growing?
Personally, I go with the perennials because every year they just come up by themselves.
Right.
Got to screw around, you know, got to dig, you know, got to plant nothing. They just come up and they look just as pretty as they did the last year. But where it goes and in your garden, in the height, you know, the color and whatnot, it's all decisions that you make as you look, as
right.
You start.
Sort of takes some planning, I suppose?
Well, perennials, they take some planning, but then you don't have to go back to it. Or as annuals, I like to use annuals as a fill-in to your perennials, because then you can put annuals and you can put them in certain spots that build up the perennials and make it look a little bit lighter or darker or colorful or, you know, whatever the case may be.
Okay. Well, that answers a lot of questions, and I really appreciate your time. Now, T&D Yard Maintenance, can you give us some contact information, or if anybody's interested in maybe, you know, hiring you for their maintenance and that kind of thing, how would they get in touch with you?
Phone number is area code 519-948-2307, and my cell is 519-816-2307. And my name is Mike Delisle. I own and operate T&D Yard Maintenance. We also do cutting, landscaping, sodding, tree trimming. We also do really unique wood privacy fences. But all in all, you know, we just take care of your yard the way you would want it taken care of.
All right, Mike, I really appreciate your time, and thanks for sharing some of your expertise with us here on the Jabbercast.
Thanks a lot, Big JD.